You're listening to SBS News.
In the deep ice of the South Pole, researchers have been trying to solve a mystery from a distant galaxy. Gary Hill has spent 30 years helping build and monitor the Ice Cube Observatory.
Because it's not like an ordinary telescope that looks at the sky. So what we're doing here is we're trying to catch these particles that don't really want to be caught. And so we need to build a very large detector to stop them and see them.
Sensitive instruments were placed in a cubic kilometre of the Antarctic ice, the aim to catch tiny particles known as neutrinos. Swinburne University astronomer Alan Duffy says while the particles are incredibly small, there are still ways of finding them.
If you have a big enough detector, say an entire cubic kilometre of Antarctic ice, then you have that chance where a neutrino will actually crash into a bit of the ice, cause a lot of particles to be produced, and we can detect those as a faint blue glow in that pristine clear ice.
The data collected from neutrinos moving through the ice sheet helped scientists create a picture of where they came from. That information was sent to teams of astronomers around the globe who scanned the skies, looking for evidence about the source of these high-energy neutrinos. They found it in a galaxy 4 billion light-years away. Scientists have known for decades low-energy neutrinos come from the sun. There are billions of them all around us at any given moment, and they're so small they're able to pass right through the human body. Professor Gary Hill says this latest research is an important discovery.
This is the first time we've located a much higher energy neutrino coming from a very, very distant object in the universe.
The finding could lead to many more astronomical discoveries. University of Adelaide researcher Sabrina Einecker says it's an exciting time.
A very exciting time is to come, and we will need a lot of theoretical models to really say where the neutrino come from, where the gamma rays come from.
We've been studying them for decades, and they still have a lot of mysteries up their sleeves, and this is the kind of discovery at Ice Cube that will hopefully lead us into a new era of particle physics.
The hunt for more galaxies continues. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.